This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of John Matthew Garza, date of birth November the 9th, 2006. Case ID number is 656-0599. Date of exam, October the 26th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Iram L. Garcia, dated 3/7/2021. Informant is the brother, Alberto Garza, who is at this time making arrangements to become his guardian. Identifying information, this is a 16-year-old, 11-month-old male who is presently in the 11th grade of high school, who came to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of paraplegia secondary to a fracture of the spine in three different areas from a ATV motor accident. The claimant has never worked. He is presently in high school in the 11th grade, and he lives with his brother at this time. And his brother is working at Patterson's UTI, where he has been there for 1 year and is supporting him and his brother at this time. He is presently not on disability, and the claimant and his brother have been managing to take care of each other with this situation. Both parents are dead at this time, and the 25-year-old brother is somewhat overwhelmed with taking care of his brother and working to support both of them at this time. Allegation number one, paraplegia secondary to fracture of the spine times three from an injury. The claimant states that on February the 3rd, 2020, he was in an ATV accident where the ATV rolled over and fractured his thoracic spine in three different places. He was sent to McAllen Medical Center and then eventually flown in to San Antonio. He had a open reduction internal fixation with fusion of the T5, T6 area. He was hospitalized for 6 weeks and was not discharged until April the 1st, 2020. Because of the accident, the claimant is a paraplegic and is unable to function from the waist down. He has completely decreased balance. His vision is normal with glasses, and he has no difficulty with speech, mental status, or any problems with seizures or syncopal episodes. The claimant does do very well in school and is in a regular classroom. His residual symptoms include complete paraplegia of the lower extremities. And has urinary and rectal incontinence. He does have to wear diapers at this time, or adult Pampers. Limitations, the claimant is unable to walk, stand, climb stairs, and is wheelchair bound. He is left-handed dominant and is able to write comma, use a coffee cup comma, open up a jar top comma, and lift approximately 30 pounds above his head, as well as button his clothes. He is unable to use a skillet, button, sweep a room, or do any other manual labor. He does wear Pampers at all times, and he's on terbinafine, 250 milligrams QD, for a fungal infection of his toes. He takes no other medication at this time. He was diagnosed with a spinal cord injury of the cervical regional and thoracic area with a open reduction internal fixation and fusion of the T5, T6 area. As noted earlier, he has retention and incontinence problems with his bladder and sometimes with his bowel movements. His brother, who is 25 years old, is caring for him at this time. They have no provider to help him with taking care of the claimant. His daily activities include doing some light housework chores, which are very minimal, and he can make a sandwich. He does a few home exercises, and he does his homework when he gets home. He is mostly wheelchair-bound. His physician is Dr. Iram Garcia, who is a family doctor. Review of systems. The claimant states that he does have problems with headaches, comma, bowel movement accidents, comma, and urinary incontinence. He has no problems with dizziness, comma, mild visual problems, comma, hearing problems, shakiness, comma, comma, clumsiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma. Poor appetite. He does have problems with abnormal posture, muscle weakness, bedwetting, and day wetting, and needs to use Pampers at all times. Could you please drop down to activities of daily living?
Number 7.
Okay. The claimant plays video games and does his homework. He likes to be with his friends, and he does small workouts. He is not a loner and occasionally fights with peers, adults, and his siblings. He is very positive and caring person and very patient, respectful, and very curious, along with being very honest, and gets along very well with his brother. Developmental milestones. The claimant sat alone without support at 10 months, crawled at 10 months, walked without support at 1 year and a half months, said his first words at 2 years, said his first sentences at 3.5 years, self-dressed without help at 4 years, does not recall when he was bladder-trained or bowel-trained, However, at this time, because of his paraplegia, he is unable to control his bladder or his bowel movements. During the first 3 years of life, the claimant had frequent crying spells, explored the surrounding environment, and was active. Sometimes he had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was afraid of new faces or places, was distractible, enjoyed being held, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. He rarely was unresponsive to discipline, was destructive, or engaged in self-hurting or injuring behavior. Could you please drop down to birth history? The brother does not recall all the details of his pregnancy. His mother has since passed away from breast cancer. They do not know what hospital he was delivered at or how many hours the mother was in labor. But they say that he was a cesarean section, and the child was not blue at birth, was not jaundiced, and was not given oxygen at the time of birth. He was a one-baby birth, and he was not placed in an incubator, and there were no problems of the baby at the time he was born. They do not recall what his weight or length was, but states it was normal. The mother stayed in the hospital for 3 days, and the claimant also stayed 3 days with the mother. The brother states that the claimant was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months and also an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months. Past history. Open reduction internal fixation of 3 fractures and a fusion of the lumbar sacral spine at the level of T5, T6, and possibly in the cervical area, secondary to a ATV motor accident, fungal infection of the toenails, onychomycosis being treated at this time, urinary and rectal incontinence, morbid obesity with a BMI of 33, infection of the left heel on 2/17/2021, which has healed, pressure injury at stage 4, which are pressure sores that are being treated and appear to be healing at this time. Social history. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. They don't know the whereabouts of the father, and they believe that the father has died already. The mother died at the age of 42 from breast cancer, and basically have let both of the brothers alone and to fend for themselves. The 25-year-old brother is working and supporting his brother and caring for him at this time. Uh, Otherwise, family history is not important at this time. Medications, terbinafine, 250 milligrams QD for onychomycosis. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination. Temperature is 98.2. Weight, 230 pounds. Height, 5 feet 10 inches. BP, 126 over 69 mmHg. Heart rate, 88 beats per minute. Respiration, 18 respirations per minute. BMI, 33. The claimant is a well-developed, well-nourished male in acute distress secondary to having a ATV motor vehicle accident, which resulted in paraplegia and deformity of the thoracic and cervical spine with kyphosis noted on the left scapular area. His left shoulder appears to be mildly drooped over. Could you please drop down to back area? There are palpable deformities of kyphosis on the left back area with a protruding scapula. The left shoulder appears to be somewhat depressed compared to the right shoulder. There is a 20-centimeter thoracic vertical scar where a fusion was performed, along with a open reduction internal fixation of the fractures with rods placed in his back. Extremities without clubbing, cyanosis, but some edema. The claimant is completely paraplegic from the waist down and is unable to move the lower extremities. Skin, no rashes, but the claimant does have onychomycosis and has had some pressure sores, which are healing at this time. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant has full range of motion of all upper extremities, but not of the lower extremities, where he does have paraplegia. The claimant is unable to ambulate at all, and he presented in a wheelchair. He is unable to walk on his heels, toes, squat, or squat at all at this time. Neurological, cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 in the triceps, biceps, and brachioradialis and patellar area was negative. Sensory examination to light touch was abnormal for the lower extremities. Cerebellar function was abnormal, secondary to the claimant being paraplegic. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the upper extremities and plus 0 over 5 for all groups tested in the lower extremities. There is no evidence of muscle wasting at this time. The claimant had good fine finger control to dexterous movements and has a grip strength of plus 5 over 5. Clinical assessment. The claimant showed mild evidence of decreased vision bilaterally, but no hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphisms, but the claimant does have skeletal anomalies, especially of the cervical and thoracic spine, and is paraplegic from the waist down. There is no physical evidence indicating side effects of medications. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. He related to and interacts well with the examiner and his caregiver. His affect is appropriate. His speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous and on imitation age appropriate. The claimant has an average to above average IQ. His receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. His general health shows evidence of abnormality secondary to paraplegia and problems with urinary and rectal incontinence. Diagnosis: paraplegia from the waist down with history of fractured thoracic and cervical spine times 3 and surgery of a open reduction internal fixation of fractures with a fusion with poor results resulting in paraplegia, but able to stabilize the upper part of his body. His prognosis is fair to poor at this time, secondary to his paraplegia and difficulty in caring for himself. The claimant needs his brother most of the time to care for him, and they do not have a provider at this time. He is able to feed himself, but is unable to care for himself at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of John Matthew Garza.